Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome to the most dramatic podcast ever. I'm Chris Harrison. You guys know I love love, and I love diving into the most dramatic headlines of the week. Well, today, those two things come together. You know, drama doesn't always have to be bad. It's not always a negative connotation. Drama can be good. And today, we're going to prove just that as we dive into the most dramatic headlines of the week, the Love Edition. I want to start with two beautiful anniversaries. Sean and Catherine celebrating 9 years together, three beautiful kids, beautiful family, very good friends of ours up there in Dallas. And that was one of the first big weddings we had done in a while on the show. I remember it vividly there at the Biltmore, the Four Seasons there in Santa Barbara. Sean's dad was officiating. It was just a beautiful night and a beautiful couple. And they have built this amazing family on their faith and just a lovely couple. Then, you know, what's funny though, something I've never really talked about, even with Sean, is that I wasn't completely sold on him being the bachelor. At the time, you know, he'd been on Emily Maynard's season, and I didn't know him that well because I don't get to know the contestants as much as I, you know, spend time with the Bachelor Bachelorette back in the day. And so when they told me that Sean was going to be the next bachelor, I thought, I don't know. Not sure what he's going to bring to the table. He wasn't the most dynamic, charismatic contestant we'd ever had. And yeah, how wrong was I? Because he turns out to be one of the most beloved bachelors of all time, one of the most incredible love stories. And 9 beautiful years of marriage later, I definitely think he has proven me wrong. But
happy anniversary to Sean and Catherine. Another anniversary. And, you know, it took me a second to put this together of why these anniversaries were so close together, timing-wise. But Jade and Tanner celebrating their 7th wedding anniversary. And then it dawned on me, well, of course they're celebrating anniversaries close to each other because we televised both of these weddings and they would have been put on the same schedule there at ABC around the same time frame. And so they were days apart and a couple of years. And so Jade and Tanner celebrating their 7th wedding anniversary, also 3 kids and a beautiful family. Love keeping up with them. The thing I remember about Jade and Tanner's wedding, they got married. I officiated their wedding. It was down in Orange County, just south of Los Angeles. This is such a trivial, weird moment, but it stands out to me. You guys remember Big Polly from the show? Very good friend of mine. He was kind of the big guy who would often deliver bad news or carry suitcases out or whatever. Wonderful man. And he was a little bit put off that night. This is after the wedding. We were shooting the reception and the musical performer, Seal, came in to perform. And his job, Polly's job, was to go meet Seal, get him backstage, bring him in. And Seal was running really late. And so we were running late. So Paul was a little kind of perturbed about that. And he's getting yelled at by the director and, come on, where is he? And as if Paul could somehow pull Seal out of his pocket and make this go faster. And so he's late. Polly's, you know, up against it. And when Seal gets there, he probably, you know, wasn't in the best mood himself. And so I could just tell Paulie was kind of a little perturbed and in a bad mood. And he's never in a bad mood. Well, we get Seal. He performs one song, I think it was, and then Kiss from a Rose, and then he leaves. And then Paulie comes back in and he's got this big grin on his face, like the cat that just ate the canary. And I just said, Paulie, what's so funny? He says, you know, I had the hardest time with Seal tonight. It was a rough night. It was absolutely brutal. And we go outside. He left his car up front, Seal did, and he left the lights on and his car was dead. He goes, and something about that just gave me such delight that Seal had been kind of a pain that night and he went out and his car was dead. And Polly just said, I walked off. Didn't even help him. Just took off. So he came in with that. I don't know why a story like that stuck to my mind, but that's what came to mind about Jade and Tanner's wedding, among having a great time. And so many, alum came in for that wedding, but happy anniversary to Sean and Catherine celebrating 9 years, Jade and Tanner celebrating 7 years of marriage. Maybe the biggest, most dramatic news of the week came from Adam and Raven. They are pregnant and expecting their 2nd baby. They join us now from their home in Dallas, Texas. Guys, congratulations. All my love, all my blessings. This was the greatest news. Raven, talk me through when you found out, because obviously you found out first.
I think it was the greatest news to me. I think Adam had to have a minute, but I just had this feeling that I needed to take a test. And I had taken a test that morning. And so I was like, I was going to have a few mimosas. So it said negative. So I was like, okay, I'm good to drink. And then I get home and I'm like, let me just test it one more time. Did not expect for it to be positive. So I think I was just as shocked as Adam was. But Adam was like, as you could see, if you follow me on Instagram, Adam's reaction was like, oh, bleep. Like he was shocked. I think.
Well, you caught Adam in a very vulnerable moment. He was, I believe, changing baby Gates's diaper. And you go in and you, was that on the baby monitor that you were showing this moment?
No, I had just propped my phone up. Okay. And I had to put subtitles because he was getting ready for bed. He actually just got out of the bath. And so Adam was like getting him ready for bed and he didn't have a diaper on. And so I really didn't think it through because I was so frazzled that I like sat in the bathroom for a little bit. It was like, okay, do I tell him or do I wait? And I just had to go tell him.
Guys, real quick, before you continue, let's listen in to Adam's reaction when you, Raven, gave him the news.
You at your peak? It's not a pregnancy shirt.
Yes, it is.
How's that a pregnancy strip? It's supposed to have like a thing that says like you're pregnant. How do you know it was pregnant?
There's two lines.
No, there's
here.
One.
No, there's not. Look.
Raven, there's not two lines.
Yes, there is. You see it?
No. Like, but that has to be more prominent. That's not.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, we're pregnant.
Adam.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with your son, fresh out of the bath, and this news drops. Take me through it.
You know, Chris, the only thing I could think about was where and when did it happen? That was the only thing that was going through my head, honestly. And I'm like, just calculating, like,
man.
Yeah, was this last month? Was it on a Saturday? Did it, like, I don't remember, but I think I do.
No, you were more like, I think it was in the shower. I think it was that time in the shower. And then you were like, actually, no, it wasn't. It was right before the shower. And yeah, he went through all the scenarios of like when it actually happened. That was his thing.
It sounds like we've narrowed it down to possibly the shower. And I don't know, Adam, is this a guy thing where you're trying to narrow it down to one of your better moments where you thought like, wow, I really had a good performance that day. I want that to be the day.
You know, Chris, I think about that a lot, especially like Tiger Woods at his prime. You think about, you know, the days that you just did really good and you're at your best. That's right. How I was feeling, honestly.
Yeah, the game just came to you. You did. It was effortless.
That was it. Stroke play was great.
We could make game joke, but I won't do that. So honestly, though, Adam, what was your reaction? Because you seemed taken aback, I'll say.
Yeah, you know,
say the least.
Chris, and we have a lot of, I like call mentors, people we like to go to for a lot of our parenting. And, you know, you and Lauren, we look up to very highly as well. And it's funny because a lot of parents will tell us, hey, you should do them. You have your kids back to back to back. It'll make your life simple. And that way they're, when it comes to school and all this stuff, and they'll grow up and they'll be close in age. And then other times we hear people saying like, you should have, you know, some good spacing because one will be pretty much potty trained. And then the other one kind of comes in. So you don't have to be, you know, wrestling kids when it comes to just putting them down for sleep and all that stuff. But to be honest with you, I was like, oh, shit. Like this just happened. Like I'm ready for it. Like, I think just like financially and like, I'm cool, but it's just like mentally, you're just like, oh my gosh, this just literally happening back to back. And, you know, the good thing is at least the baby doesn't pop out in 30 days. You have 9 months to like marinate and let it really soak in. So I've come to peace with it. I think the biggest thing for us is, well, we don't know the gender yet. And that's between all four of us, all three of us, right, whatever, right now. So that and really names is like the only big thing we're kind of narrowing in on. But other than that, you know, daddy's embracing it. I love it. I know Gates is gonna, he still wants to have his attention when the little one comes. And we're doing the best we can, really.
Do you think about what you want? Obviously, you have a baby boy, you know, the king's choice. I had that as well. Older boy, younger girl. Do you think about, I would love a girl, a boy? And I know at the end of the day, you want a healthy baby. But have you guys talked about that?
I'm going to divert to Raven. I don't know.
I think we'd be happy with anything, honestly. I would be really happy for Gates if it's a boy, just because he'll have a brother really close in age. They'll be able to play together more. But I would be really happy for both of our moms if we had a girl, because I think everyone is team girl since we have our boy. But I don't know. I have a feeling that it may be a boy again. But
oh, interesting. Okay. Well, we're going to put this in the time capsule. We'll open it up in 9 months and see how it was.
The doctor could call me right now. I mean, I'm waiting for a call any minute. So that will be something if they call me while we're doing this podcast.
Oh, to find out the sex?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This could be like unbelievable breaking news upon breaking news. But I love that you have a feeling. That's usually that mom's intuition. But such a happy surprise. But was it a surprise? You guys have mentioned to us that you've been practicing. Did you just think it probably won't happen this quickly? Or was this something you guys were intentionally trying to do?
Yeah, I think we actually had a few times where we were trying that it didn't happen since having Gates. And So I actually just shared this on my Instagram too. I started tracking my ovulation, which this is probably not like, you know, guy talk y'all want to talk about, but it is different after you have a baby. Yeah. So I was tracking that, and I really think I was so shocked because I was not ovulating like I should be. And so when we had this baby, it was when I found out I was pregnant, I was really shocked because I was like, oh, I thought this time would be a lot harder for us because of that. But it actually, we did have a few months where we got some negative tests. So this positive was like a surprise, but a good surprise. Yeah.
And you're what, 10, 11 weeks along?
I'm 14.
Oh, 14 weeks. So yeah. How have these 14 weeks been different from the first time? And having done this before, I do know it, you know, the body remembers. It gets right back into it.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm definitely showing more with this pregnancy. And then Adam, what's the other thing that you've noticed?
Chris, you know, on the husband, you know, the significant other side of things, we tend to get the wrath more than others. And my opinion, I think it's a girl. Oh. It's just my opinion because Raven's hormones have the estrogen has doubled in her body. And I think I've felt the other end of the stick per se.
Yeah.
On my side of the household.
I love this. Yeah. In the vein of the Super Bowl coming up, we have girl versus boy. Adam thinks it's a girl and Raven has the feeling it's a boy. This is going to be interesting to see how the coin flip turns out.
Yep.
By the way, I would love to see you as a girl dad.
He would be amazing.
He would be incredible as a girl dad. And he's, Raven, I know you, I mean, let's be honest, you'd be amazing and would love to dress up a girl.
Oh yeah, I would. And I've always said Adam is meant to have a girl. So if this is not a girl, we will continue to try, but he's going to be one of those dads that goes to the cheer practice and he's doing the whole routine with her on the sidelines because he is just like meant to be a girl dad too.
Well, you just slid something in subtly, and it's something that I know you have mentioned before, that the number three was something you guys had talked about with three kids in the midst of pregnancy. Number two might be jumping the gun a little bit. Do you still think there might be three?
I think Adam's like, whoa, slow down. But I can see us definitely with another one. I'm already thinking in my mind, like, after I have this baby, when would be the best time to get pregnant again? Like, that's kind of like where I'm at. But I think Adam's like, let's just like, I will be, he told me the other day, he's like, Raven, I kind of would be happy with two. And I'm like, okay, well, that's you. So
we'll see. Two, by the way, two under two.
Yeah,
202. Yeah. That's going to be a handful for you guys.
Yeah. We can handle it, I think.
But you
I
know what? I'm a fan, Adam. As you mentioned, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. Having them close together, my kids are about 2 and 3 months apart. So having them in the same school, same time, having the older brother look over the younger daughter, you know, his sister, that's a great way to do it. I love it. And there's no wrong, but it's just that it is cool that they will be so close.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It is a beautiful thing.
We're taking it one day at a time. Now we just, the focus is on this little one and like, and then, you know, we started thinking about, okay, well, we already have the nursery. So how are we going to like figure this out? My mom, you know, the good news, Chris, you know, this like having help close by is everything, right? So
right.
The good news is like Raven's mom's going to, her last semester being a elementary school principal is this May. And then she's going to finish out like just some like admin stuff to do in the summertime. And then she'll be done. My mom's close by. So like once that happens, we'll be like, as you know, family's the best free help you could get in the world. And so we'll need all we can get, and we'll have Uncle Chris and Auntie Lauren, you know, at our disposal if we ever need
totally.
To.
Totally. You know, we're just down the road here in Austin, two and a half hours away. We will babysit. As long as I get to give it back, I'm at that stage in life. I love that. I will love on baby Gates and baby to be named later, and I will spoil them and then just hand them back all hopped up on candy.
Chris does love
me. I do. I'm a baby fanatic. I have, you know, both minor in college.
Hopped up on candy.
And so I love now, through you guys, having more babies in my life. I cannot wait. I am so excited. And you guys, you talked about having mentors and getting advice. What have you guys learned already so far? But have you also received any great advice that's stuck with you?
You know, the one thing I could think about, Raven, was the, so Chris, we just got back from a company retreat, and it's awesome because we have people that are, that work here at the real estate firm that are, some of them are dating. We have a couple newlyweds. We have people that have been married for 10 years. And then we have couples that have been married 24 years with kids that are all the way through college, and, you know, they're empty nesters. And what's really interesting and like the best, advice and kind of gotten from everybody, I'd say the one thing that sticks out in my head is, you know, you live in a world where there's a lot of, you know, there's negativity that's out there.
Right.
And it's, I think the best thing, especially being like a former athlete, you kind of understand, like, you know, if you have a bad shot in golf, you know that, hey, there's the next hole, you can, you know, redeem yourself. There's always, just think next, next, next. And I think if you can instill in your kids, just the mindset of every day is a new day. There's going to be negativity that hits you, but you know, you have to be confident in your own body and your shoes. I think that's going to be very, very important to instill in whether it's a boy or a girl, you know, that we have, or, and even Gates as well. You know, as he grows up and gets older, and he'll be one tough son of a gun. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
It is a great lesson. There is nothing we can't get over. There's nothing we can't get over together as a family, and this too shall pass. Great lessons in life.
Exactly.
And I am so happy for you guys. Lauren and I both, we send our love. I can't wait to hear how this progresses, how you guys are doing, and it, as the day comes. It's just phenomenal news, guys. I love you so much.
We love you too. And we're super excited for this chapter in our life. And thank you guys for always supporting us. It's always nice to get a group chat from you guys.
Do you think you're going to share the gender eventually?
I think so, because we need people to help us brainstorm names, because we're kind of at, you know, a standstill with that. So we definitely
I mean, Baby Harrison is a really solid presidential name.
Chris is a great first name.
Chris, Christina, if it's a girl, I mean, there's a lot of options here. I'm just saying, if you need
variation.
Help, not self-serving at all. Do you have anything so far?
We only have one girl name that we're sold on, but we need help with the boy names.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Well, you know, it just like Gates came to you at dinner, and it happens. It's going to be that lightning bolt moment where you're going to say a name, or Adam will say a name, and you like, that's it. That's it.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it. Guys, thank you for coming to the most dramatic podcast ever. First of all, to talk. And I truly appreciate and love you guys and wish you all the very best. This was some of the best breaking news I have ever gotten to cover.
So great. Thanks for having us.
Love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. We love you guys. Bye.
We love our awesome family. See you guys.
Adam and Raven, congratulations. Such incredible news. A beautiful family already, expecting another baby in July. If this baby falls on my birthday, July 26, I think I should retain naming rights. It should be Baby Harrison if we're born on the same day. But all my love to Adam and Raven. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be right back because there is more breaking news to get to. Oh, I love love. We'll be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. The next big dramatic headline I have to get to, the next big exclusive interview, also involves a very dear friend of mine, Michelle Money. She is engaged to professional golfer Mike Weir, and she joins me now on the show from her car, it appears.
I know. I'm so sorry. Listen, I've been running around town trying to make things happen around here.
As you do.
Trying to plan a wedding.
You are trying to plan a wedding. Let's say that again. You're trying to plan a wedding.
I know. Can you believe it, Harrison? Did you ever think I'd get here?
I would love to say yes, because I love and adore you, and I've always wanted you to find love. But let's be honest, the odds were against both of us.
So bad.
So that leads me to my first question, because you and I are very good friends. We have stayed in contact. We talk a lot. One thing you and I always talked about was that neither one of us would probably get married again. And yet here we are, both engaged, both planning a wedding. From your side of this, how did it happen and you and Mike Weir got engaged? Because you've been together so long. What made you decide, you know what, we're going to get married?
You know what? Well, the last time I talked to you about our relationship publicly, we were talking about how I wanted to be his forever girlfriend. And that is because, you know, we both have been down this road. We've both, you know, been married. We don't want kids. So it's kind of like, why do the marriage thing? And if it's not broke, why try to fix it? So I will say for me, and I think Mike would echo this, is I think through COVID and through like Brielle getting in her accident, it kind of like forced us to get back to like our values, right? Like I think we both kind of had to reconcile with what we thought we wanted versus what was true to who we really are. And a lot of that just had to be exposed through going through really hard things together and then being reminded of what we really want in life, you know? And I think for me, having gone through relationships publicly with The Bachelor and then ironically ending up with this public figure, Mike, and just kind of feeling like, I don't want to go through another public breakup either. You know, right. You kind of are on guard.
It is funny and sad that we think like that, that is part of, it's part of our life that you're like, you know, part of not wanting to go public is I don't want the maybe inevitable end of this to be public as well, because it is so hard to break up twice, privately and then publicly.
Yeah. And I think for Mike and me, we both really got grounded back into how much we do value family and how much we want to set that example to our daughters of the beauty and sanctity of marriage. And I think throughout my path in life, it's kind of gone all over the place with what that means for me. But we're finally in this place where we're like, yeah, like, of course I want to marry you. And of course I want to grow old with you. And of course I want to be Michelle Weir. So let's just do it.
And for those that don't know, LZ is sitting right next to me here. I want to explain because
hi, babe.
She's not the sportiest sports person in the world. Mike Weir, your fiance, is a professional golfer. I know this is on a podcast. You are not watching this, but Money, you can see I have my Masters sweater on. This is probably one of the only times I'll be talking to the fiance of a Masters champion. So it's funny. I've met so many people, boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés. When I came to Salt Lake City and we all had dinner, I brought my son to a lacrosse tournament. We all had dinner. I was actually nervous and excited not to be with you, but to meet Mike Weir, because I'm such a golf nut. And I was so excited that I'm like, I'm kind of jealous that she's dating Mike Weir. Is that okay?
Oh my gosh. You are a psycho. Okay. You're a golf maniac. And that's, you know what, that happened. This conversation happens a lot more than I'd like to admit.
I know.
People are way more excited to meet Mike than me, but you're very sweet. And that was such a great time. He adores you.
Nobody knows this engagement story. Tell me about the engagement. This is exclusive right here on the Most Dramatic Podcast Ever.
This is so, I have not talked about this publicly. Mike is going to kill me. But I wanted to share how we really got engaged because it is so hysterical. And so just a few weeks ago, we went on this incredible trip to New Zealand. Our friends, George and Linnea, took us on this like trip of a lifetime. And, you know, Mike had never actually gotten down on a knee and asked me to marry him. He gave me this ring a few years ago and asked me to be his forever girlfriend, right? But he'd never asked me to marry him. And so we took this helicopter. I mean, it was literally like an episode of the show. It was like helicopter up to this glacier. We hit golf balls, biodegradable golf balls off the top of a glacier. It was like so amazing. And then Mike loves to do ice baths. And so there was this glacier lake up there. And he's like, babe, we got to go. We got to go skinny dipping. And I'm like, well, fine. You don't got to ask.
Oh, no. She fell. Oh, no. So I guess we have lost Michelle Money. We lost her Zoom in the middle of the most dramatic story ever as they're about to get into an ice bath. Let's take a break. When we come back, the rest of the story.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome back to the most dramatic podcast ever. Chris Harrison here, along with Michelle Money, who has not lost her touch for the dramatic and the tease, because when we left you, you were about to get naked with Mike Weir.
You're
and
right.
Get in an ice bath. Now continue.
You're right. I'm so sorry. So we take off all of our clothes. We jump into this lake. It's freezing cold. And I don't know if you've taken like ice baths, but it's so exhilarating. You get out and you're just like, oh my gosh. Well, I'm getting out and I look over and he's on his knee naked. And I'm like, what is going on right now? He's like, give me your ring back. So I take my ring off, give it to him. And I'm laughing so hard. We're totally naked at the top of a glacier. And he asked me to marry him. And it was so funny and so us. And it was like, of course I will marry you, you crazy man. Get up. Let's put clothes on.
Unbelievably romantic. Incredibly beautiful.
Very romantic.
But let me tell you the first thing that came to my mind. If you're a fan of Seinfeld at all, there is the George Costanza shrinkage episode. When one gets into an ice bath, standing on a glacier, let's just say it's not the most endowed moment of a man's life. So
it's true love.
He must be really okay and proud of who he is to get out of an ice bath naked and propose.
I know. Listen, that's what's so cool about us is we are just like, take me as I am, take it or leave it. Like, this is who I am.
I love
and
this.
It's what's so beautiful about our relationship.
I mean, to put this in golf terms, look, I don't know the length of his putter, but let's just say that's not going to be the strongest moment, but that's incredible.
It was perfect, Harrison. It was exactly what we needed.
So why did he choose to do it that way?
I don't know. He just said that he felt like he knew he wanted to ask me and he was waiting for the perfect moment. And it really was like this beautiful moment and it was just us. It was just perfect. Like,
it really is perfect. And you guys are beautiful together. I've been around you.
Thank you.
And I adore you guys. And I love that you
thank
have also
you.
Embraced his passion of golf. And I know you've launched your own business in that regard. And you have gotten into women's golf. And I love that you guys have found this balance.
I know. It's been so beautiful. Like the evolution of this whole journey for me and how, you know, never in a million years did I ever think I would find someone so perfect for me. And, you know, it's like, I never gave up, you know, I always kind of just left room for that, you know, what if, and I feel like the luckiest girl in the whole world. And this man just fills my heart and my soul. And he is everything I could ever have wanted and more. And it's just crazy
that I'm sitting here talking to you, like you with your beautiful LZ and me with Mike, and you're just like, how do we get here? We're both engaged. We're like, it's just the right person, the right time of life. And
yeah, life and love is funny. And you and I, just so people know, Michelle and I became very good friends. After the show, we did a deal for her dad, a huge foundation fundraising event, charitable event. And you and I became very good friends, and we've been through it. We've stayed in touch. We've been through the good, the bad, the ugly, and trying to find love. And we both have, and it is remarkable that we both have found this place in our life at the same time.
I know.
Double
so
wedding.
Beautiful. And I love what you're doing. Should we, could we? The question is who's going to marry you guys? You're the one always out there marrying everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to try and maybe do it myself. I don't know if that's going to be weird or not. I don't know if LZ will appreciate the fact I'm going to play both roles.
Please don't.
Have you guys started planning?
You know what? We're really going to try to get it done this year. And I hate to say it that way, but Mike was just named as the captain.
I know,
of the President's Cup
captain. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this.
Such a cool honor. So we have a lot going on. And so this year we're gonna get it done.
Okay.
And it's gonna be beautiful and perfect.
It will be
just
beautiful.
Small and intimate. And yeah.
And
yeah,
my love to you and my best to Mike. And in all seriousness, congratulations on being named President's Cup captain. That is a huge honor. And not one usually bestowed to a Canadian golfer. It really is a big deal.
Yeah, and it will be in Montreal, and you and Lauren have to come.
Selfishly, will you ask Mike how I, as an American, become a vice captain of the international team? Please.
Listen, I'll see what I can do for you, Harrison, because there's no one that would be like a greater support than you. You are truly the biggest golf fan.
Look, just strip down, get naked, and ask him when he's vulnerable in that moment. He'll say yes to anything in that moment.
You're right. I'll wait for that moment.
Michelle Money, thank you. Thank you for that story, by the way, that unbelievable exclusive naked story.
He's going to kill me.
He is going to kill us both. But I love you and my love to you guys.
I love you guys.
Congratulations. And I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Harrison.
My thanks to Michelle Money for coming on and sharing that story. A lot of nudity, sexuality today. The Adam and Raven possible moment of where they conceived their second child, maybe in the shower. Then there is the nudity in the cold plunge pool on the top of the glacier where Money and Mike Weir got engaged. So this is kind of a PG-13 show today. I didn't intend for it to go that way, but you never know what you're going to get on the most dramatic podcast ever. Michelle Money, by the way, for those that may not know, she was on Brad Womack's season of The Bachelor. And funny, one of the things I remember about her is she was kind of thought of as a villain on the show. She had this really quick wit and this sense of humor, and she had this way of encapsulating moments. And so she was used a lot to do that and narrate what was happening. And it kind of came off a certain way. And I think she was taken the wrong way. And she was one of the women that I defended on the tell-all because I just knew her and knew that she has this amazing spirit and this charisma and charm. I mean, look, what you see is what you get. If you guys follow her, you know her at all. That is what you get. I mean, she is 100% all the time and just leads with love and passion. And I just knew this. And so I defended her and kind of turned the tide. And that's really where we became friends. And then after the show, the charity event. But Michelle Money, definitely one of a kind. And she came on Paradise, by the way. I just thought of this too. She came on Paradise. And I remember it was like 4 a.m. You know, it was super late. And she just looked at me and she said, Harrison, what the hell am I doing here? I'm the oldest woman here. What am I doing? And she ended up, I'm going to say this in air quotes, and I know you can't see it. She ended up falling for, and I use that term very loosely, this guy who you never would have thought she would have dated. And his name escapes me, but he was this muscle-bound workout trainer guy. I mean, he was gym guy. If you think, look up on in the dictionary, what gym guy looks like, it's him. I mean, you can just see him with his shaker of pre-workout, you know, just roided out and, you know, veins popping. And I just thought, Money, what are you doing? This is not the guy for you. And as time would tell, it was not the guy for her. And then she went on and dated a few others. And then now has found the love of her life in Mike Weir. And they are so incredible together. And again, I just want to say congratulations, and I can't wait for the wedding, and I can't wait for the President's Cup. LZ, pack our bags. We're going to Montreal. But a beautiful episode today. Thank you for joining me on the most dramatic podcast ever. Again, the most dramatic headlines of the week, while dramatic, aren't always bad. And at the end of the day, we love love here. Thanks for being with us. I'll talk to you next week because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.